Jack, two defeats in the opening two games, not the ideal start, but yeah, there were some positives to take out of that game.
Yeah, not ideal. Sort of two closest finishers, and we haven't been able to close them out. I mean, maybe a more confident form team probably would have closed those games out a lot easier. I mean, we've got ourselves in positions to win games. But it's sort of not gone to plan, and you know, our skills haven't been quite good enough, batting, bowling, fielding. Probably bowling and fielding's probably been more stronger, but still, we've just not been good enough, and a lengthy chat there. And we just hit things right.
I mean, on the commentaries both times, probably about 6 overs out, we were saying Yorkshire probably had the advantage, and it's just slipped away. On the other night, it was Johnny Clare, today it was Mitchell.
I know, yeah. I said, like, the other night we were probably 20 short, tonight we were 30 short, and that was a good wicket. Pass score 170, we were nowhere near it. Gave himself half a chance for getting 145. Yeah, but that always is half a chance. You know, you need them to play badly, really, or us to play completely out of our skin. You know, we started quite well and probably could have done with another wicket or two in the first few overs, but they regrouped well in the middle. Must have played well, to be fair to him, and Mitchell struck it well at the end. But so our plans just need to be a little bit better and tighter, and good teams will close games out like those.
What's been said in the dressing room about the batting? Because as you say, both times the total's been probably 20 or 30 short.
I think we just need to score off more balls, to be honest. We saw how they played in the middle off the spin. They scored off a lot more balls than we did. That's where we lost it. You don't have to hit a boundary every ball, but as long as you're scoring a single, ticking over, you're making the bowler do something to try and get you out, or bowl dots. And you know, Rafa's bowled quite nicely there, but he's still been taken down for quite a few boundaries. Whereas their spinners, who are part-time spinners at the end of the day, those two, apart from Borthwick, they shouldn't be going at 3 and over. You know, we're just hitting too many dot balls, and you know, if you keep the strike rotating, it might make them bowl something different and you can hit a few fours. So we just didn't get it quite right in the middle period of our batting. That's where we lost it, definitely. So it's something we've got to look at.
You can obviously see from your reaction that you're disappointed for two defeats, but yourself personally, 4 wickets the other night, 2 today, it's going nicely for you.
Oh yeah, and it's nice to know the ball's coming out, especially I haven't played much cricket for 2 months. I feel a little bit of extra pressure on myself, especially after my first over the other night, where I got here for something like 15 off my first over. So, yeah, it's quite nice, but it's a team game and we've lost 2 out of 2, and I'm sitting there in the change room absolutely gutted, and it's not a nice feeling, to be honest, losing games. I'm very passionate sort of cricket and I like winning. You know, it's nice to know you do well, but winning is what it's all about at the end of the day.
I said to Anthony McGrath on the commentary that you do more running after your wickets than he did in pre-season. You seem to cover more miles than anybody.
Yeah, I've probably got a little bit of energy to burn there. We're actually wearing these little things that keep track of our GPS, so how much distance we run.
And yours is a little bit distorted then, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, I said it's not fair because I'll probably run about 6.5k a game, but there'll be 2k in celebration. So, you know,
There was some kind of chicken dance as well in front of us over there.
Yeah, it's just a bit silly. I don't know what I'm doing. Excitement takes over. But so I'm quite passionate. You've got to be, you know, aware that a lot of people come to watch the game, need entertaining. And I don't do it on purpose, but it's just something to get a crowd to get excited. And, you know, it was going well for us to point out there. And unfortunately, we've come off and lost the game. So some of the supporters won't be going as happy. But, you know, it's one of those things.
Massive game on Friday now, isn't it? Yorkshire against Lancashire, packed house at Headingley. Must have been one of the reasons you came to Yorkshire.
Massively, I can't explain how much I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. The lads have been talking about it all since the winter, to be honest with you. You know, full house was great to play in. And obviously a Roses game, extra added incentive, might be a little bit of bite in the game. We're not playing too badly, we're not too far off. We've got a week now to get it right, and it'll be brilliant to put it right and get a victory in front of the home crowd against Lancashire Friday.
What's it going to be like running out there? Yeah, as I say, packed West Stand, etc. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it'd be nice to take a few wickets and go and celebrate with them. Give them a few fist bumps. Now if we get the chance of Yorkshire going around the ground and we can get on top, then the crowd might help us out in the pressure situations, and certainly might get on top of the opposition.
I remember Tino Best a couple of years ago took a great catch in front of the West Stand and then milked it for the rest of the game, and I can see you being the kind of guy that does the same thing.
No, I'm not quite the same league as Tino, certainly. I'm a little bit withdrawn than that, but I think as long as we win the game, not too fussed how my performance goes, to be honest. I'd like to do well, you know, don't let the team down or anything, but I think the victory is the only thing on our minds at the moment.
One of the positives that you can look at is that Hampshire lost their first 3 games last year and ended up lifting the trophy, so it's certainly not a dead competition for Yorkshire yet.
No, certainly not. There's less games this year. You probably need to win 7 or 8 to win your group and get the home quarter final. You know, we're going to have to play bloody well to get there from this position. but another couple of defeats and we're staring down the barrel of not even qualifying, so we need to turn it around very quickly. But the good thing about 2020 cricket is how quickly the games come and go, and the momentum, you can get a win and just suddenly go on a run. You know, obviously these two close games, if we're a more confident team, we might have, or if we'd won Friday, we might have closed today out, so it's fine margins. But we need to turn around as quickly as possible.
Well played today yourself, and lucky for the team, and enjoy Friday.
Thanks very much, cheers.